Right, item five, any other business. Let me just brief you on a couple of things. First of all, we went to Chunkawan and we looked at the wholesale market as part of another task force the other day, but I've been pushing for some action, if you like, or some feedback on the Western wholesale food market. If you remember, when we were doing our visits, we visited and a lot of it was empty, not being fully utilized, and had the same debate about access to the waterfront. So I've asked Ag and Fish to come back to the next meeting to brief us on their latest thinking anyway on the Western wholesale food market, because it's an opportunity we shouldn't neglect, if you like. So that's ongoing. What else we've got under matters arising? This issue of presentations, and I'm going to bring this up at the Commission because I suspect we need to just decide formally what the drill will be, but in a number of cases, you've obviously got a proponent and you've got people who think differently to the proponent. They have either alternative suggestions or they object, if you like, to what the proponent is suggesting. We've got to obviously come up with some way where, or come up with a solution, if you like, where we hear both sides of the argument. Certainly in the major cases, it came up with the ventilation building, but it's come up with Le Yumun. And we need to, if you like, decide on what the process should be, where there clearly are divided views, and we as a commission need to hear all sides of the story, if you like. The thought at the moment, just to take away with you, and we can discuss it at full commission, is that if one third of the members of either the task force or the commission feel that they want a more town hall type session, if you like, where we hear the different sides and different arguments, then we would invite both parties to come. But if there's really just a proponent and there may be some minor objections, then we would just literally hear the proponent. But again, just leave that with you for thought. The other thing we need to think about is whether if we do hear different sides of an argument, if we do it in one of these meetings, which could be potentially quite disruptive but also take quite a long time, or if we hold a quasi town hall type session, if you like, outside the meeting where we listen to all sides of the story, and then the chairman reports back on the outcome of that particular session. But leave it with you at this stage for thought, because it's how we try and achieve some balance, if you like, between obviously the proponent's view, which might be government, might be private sector, and then the other people who may have different ideas and different thoughts. But we'll put a paper forward and for discussion at the Commission. But it's an issue we have to think about. Also on the table, you'll find a list of the 22 action areas, which is a legacy, if you like, of HEC and work by the Hong Kong government. Obviously, a number of those action areas fall within this task force jurisdiction, so we need to monitor progress of those. But just picking up what was said earlier, I think we should keep adding to the action list, if you like, and reviewing that on a regular basis. So the suggestion is that probably at the next meeting, just to bring us up to date, government will brief us on all the action areas that fall within our jurisdiction, so everybody will be up to speed on those action areas. And then, as is necessary going forward, either in written form or by way of presentation, we'll be updated on those action areas. Because not everybody was a member of HEC, and therefore people may not be familiar with either the action areas or what's going on. So the next meeting, we will brief you on the action areas that fall within the responsibility of this task force. You'd like a plan? I think there is a plan. Peter. It's separate. Yeah. Well, when the briefing is done next time, obviously there will be information on each of the action areas. And I think that is all we have. One more item? Oh, right, yes. I think you've all received by email a copy of the circular which was signed off, or the I think it's more a paper that was signed off by the Chief Secretary, giving full support to the work of this Commission. I thought it was very positive. And obviously we have a Court of Appeal if we need one. Let's hope we don't need one. I think with having Mrs. Lamb as our Deputy Chair, we probably don't need that Court of Appeal, but we have that Court of Appeal if we need it. And obviously we have a lot of support within the administration, which is positive. All right, bell will go in 5 minutes. Paul.
On that paper, will that be discussed at any of the commission?
Is there a need to discuss?
Well, I think that the paper clearly sets out a number of concepts. One is the concept that is about minimizing footprint, mitigation, and avoidance, minimizing and mitigation for water dependent for the water dependent users. It sets some clear strategies out there. But the question is how we're going to do that. And it also sets a strategy for existing users for actually finding relocation timelines for each of them. So how are we going to do that, and how is the Commission going to get involved in that? You know, we see that on the paper, but this is for the first time that is actually being stated clearly by the government that we're going to do this. We're going to review existing land users around the waterfront and ask them, for those that we don't want, to come up with a relocation timetable or a mitigation timetable. So that's a very interesting concept. Which are those users? Where are they? You know, I think we should get some. It's a good start, that paper, but let's see, put some reality to some of the concepts in there and how that is going to go.
Okay.
That would be on that particular paper. My question. I have raised via email another agenda item, which is on the PLA berth, and I'd like to see. You know, there are rumors have been circulating, let me call them rumors, that the PLA has been actively looking to get rid of Tamar, the central barracks, into the market, and the PLA berth is going to lay idle. We now recently have an announcement the government is going to give a site on Borat Road to the mainland government for $1,000. Are we going to get the PLA barracks back for $1,000? But I mean, can we get some clarity about the future of the PLA barracks, the central barracks, and the berth, because they are a major impediment to enjoyment of the waterfront. And I think that we should have a discussion about that, either in this task force or at another forum. But I think this should be discussed and not being left undiscussed, because there are too many noises in the market that says that there are definite interests on the PLA side to get rid of it.
Paul, first procedure, and I'm not going to hide behind procedure, but I mean, I think a major item like this, people, the 10-day rule applies, and we need a 10-day notice, just for the record, but I'm not hiding behind that. On a point of order, if you like, I don't think what you've outlined is for discussion at this committee, or even at the Commission. It's a matter of land policy, it's a matter of relationships between the SAR and the Chinese government. It's not for us. I mean, I can understand why you want it, you're interested to raise it and you want to explore it, but this isn't the forum, I'm afraid.
Can we get some clarity?
I'm saying it isn't the forum. If you want clarity, you have to knock on other doors, I think. Sorry. I don't really think it is for this commission. Yeah. Please.
On the Western wholesale food market. On the Western wholesale food market, there will be an event, a carnival. I think colleagues also talk about the carnival during the site visit. A carnival being organized on the 15th and 16th of January. All members of the commission will receive invitation. So I hope members will mark their diary. We'll ask the main host. But we were happy to see that carnival going on, because when you were briefed during the site visit, the operator there, the SME there, do not like the idea of opening up part of the wholesale market. And so we hope that with these kind of carnivals, we'll gain more buy-ins from the trade. And having learned from that experience, we hope that we'll have a smoother discussion with the trade on Changsha Wan wholesale food market. And I think that the task force visit to the site together with district council members is good, is productive.
Okay, thank you. Peter?
Could I just come back on that one point about the PLA birth particularly? I mean, I take your point about it being a very delicate matter and not necessarily something that the Commission should involve itself in. But I think in terms of it's quite pertinent to the central waterfront. And if we can obtain any sort of clarity, it would be helpful. I mean, I'm not sure if if it is possible for anybody to clarify, but as Paul says, there are rumours circulating around that something might be already being under discussion. And if...
These sort of matters are normally discussed. What's the LABC become now? The land? It's got a new title, hasn't it?
Well, these matters will probably be taken care of by Security Bureau.
Maybe administration can just come back on a request for more information. They can come back to work for more information.
I think I must back the chairman in saying that whether it is within the purview of this commission, members who are interested may knock on the right doors.
Yeah. Security Bureau, Paul. If you.
Find us another letter.
All right, members, thank you very much indeed. Our next meeting is in January, so could I wish you all compliments this season. Happy New Year. Thanks for all your support. Another good meeting. Thank you. Thank you. And if you run, you'll get out before the bell goes.